Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to spend this week talking about tolerance, especially in light of what happened in Paris over the weekend. We call ourselves an evolved species, but we can't peacefully coexist. When you have scores of unsuspecting people that are massacred simply because they have different beliefs, I don't understand it. I don't understand why some people just have a complete lack of tolerance and that those same people choose to force their will on other people and other innocent people on top of that. So here's a thought. Believe what you want. But here's the other thought. Allow other people to do the same. You can practice your beliefs. You can discuss them with like-minded people. The key words there are like-minded. But realize that it's okay if you and I have different beliefs. You can believe in your version of God, and I can believe in mine. And I'm pretty sure that neither one of us knows the entire story. But why is it that people have to impose their will on other people? That's really where I just have a disconnect. So at this point, I've watched the news. I've read the paper. I've assimilated the information that's come out of the tragedy. And I can allow my consciousness, and I started to become just consumed by this event. I could sit and watch the news in disbelief, which I spent hours doing, listening to the talking heads in the media, and they allow my anger to just fester. Or instead, what I'm trying to do is just mourn for the victims, mourn for their families, and then direct my energy towards what's good in the world. And here's what I know. What I know is every time there's a tragedy, it brings out the worst in humanity and the best in humanity. And in a tragedy like this, clearly we've seen the worst of humanity. But now we're about to see the best. And what we find with humanitarians is they breed tolerance. They breed kindness. You hear all these amazing stories after something bad happens in the world. And we know that these terrorists, they invoke anger and they invoke fear. And if we allow that hate and that anger and that fear to take over, then they win. I refuse. I won't do it. Question you have to ask yourself is, what choice are you going to make? Are you going to allow yourself to get consumed by all this? Are you going to see this for what it is? A horrible, horrible tragedy. Realize that there are things in your life that are good. There are things in the world that are good. And choose to focus on them. Choose to focus on the great people that you know, your family. Choose to focus on what you have. Choose to focus on the fact that you're safe. Don't allow the negativity to overcome you. Don't allow your anger to get the best of you. Focus on what's good. Focus on your family, your friends, your loved ones, the good things that you have in your life. That's really what's important. One thing the world needs more of now is tolerance. Let it begin with you. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, just subscribe on Stitcher or iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I would love to be that person for you. And all it means is committing to joining me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk a little bit about judgment. But for today, I just want you to think about tolerance. Just think about how you can start to focus away from the bad and the negative and start to focus on the good.